My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I mean, we didn't really see a whole lot of the defense during the preseason as well.
Nope. We didn't. I can't wait to see how they develop it. Let's see where it goes.
You feeling the...
Take the next step, baby. Let's go.
Are you concerned that we haven't seen these guys?
No. It's preseason. Nothing matters. Sorry. Nothing matters.
I know our buddy Jeff reminding us that the Browns had the best third down defense in the league last year too.
That was last year. Let's see what they do this year.
Well, do you think they're overall? Before we talk about the defensive backs, overall, do you think they're better now than they were a year ago?
Overall, they should be. They're more experienced.
That's about it, right? Isn't that what the only difference is? Experience.
Well, in
and
theory,
Devin Bush.
All the way around on the defense.
Yeah, I'm just saying, majority of it looks exactly the same as last year.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So,
You've changed a good chunk of your linebacking core.
Okay, but otherwise, I don't know. Do you think they're better then? And I don't know how you can't think.
I don't know. Let's see it.
Well, yeah, it's true. We haven't had a chance to see it yet.
Right. Let's see it. I'd like to say so, but it's only wishful thinking on my part.
All right. What defensive back are you watching here?
You might not like this one.
I think I know where you're going. Keep going.
Who do you think I'm going with?
Denzel Ward.
I am.
For the same reason I was going to say it. Keep going.
Would you believe he's already in his 7th NFL season?
Yeah.
Does that seem right? I mean, that to me, that's almost stunning. I think Denzel is one of the top 3, 2, 5 corners in the NFL. I think he's really, really good. Really good. And he hasn't played a full season in his career. He's always played close to a full season, but he's missed at least 2 games every year he's played, Andy. And last year he missed 4 games. And we know that the concussions are a concern. And Denzel's made a lot of money. Good for him. He's earned it. He's terrific. I hope he stays healthy, because if he doesn't stay healthy, I don't know if he's going to stick around. And I say that only because of this. A, he's made a lot of money. B, he's a really smart guy. And A, thank you. I'm going to keep my brain intact and I'm done. I don't know that he's going to retire. I'm just saying, guys who are smart guys who have made a lot of money sometimes just say thank you very much. And I hope that I just wave to you to wave bye-bye, thank you very much. And Mac Robinson just thought I was waving to him as he walked down the hall. That was not the case. I hope Denzel doesn't go bye-bye. I hope he stays. I hope he's healthy, because, Andy, he is so good, man. He is really good.
He's already double the average length of an NFL career.
Yeah, but
I know he's a first-round player.
You talk about that, and that's true. But first-round draft choices, I'd love to know the average length of a career of a first-round draft choice. I don't know the answer to that. But it's different than the guys who are at the bottom of the roster. That's what we all need to remember about the NFL. The average length of the career is so low.
It's three.
Because they just turn the bottom of the roster, because after those guys are in there a couple of years, then they got to pay them. And their skill level isn't any better than the next kid coming out of college if you're just going to go cover a kick. And that's why the NFL, the careers are so short. I don't know the average length of a first-round career. I hope it's longer than 7 years, because that's what Denzel's going into, and I hope he's healthy enough to stick around. And Andy, he's just so good. And I really like him. Loved watching him play at Nordonia, to be honest with you. And I hope he's healthy. And I hope he's able to play a full season, because, man, he's become one of the best corners in the league without playing a full season.
I started looking. The average length of a first rounder, I think, is like almost 8 years, 8 to 9 years. So yeah, he's in that wheelhouse.
Yep.
Some of that data I was looking at was a little bit older, but I got to believe that some of that holds true. So you're right. That is kind of a misnomer when you start talking about the average length.
Well, it's just the guys get churned at the bottom of the roster.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you can cover kicks for us. Make sure you block on special teams. Here you go. Oh, wait a minute. You're up for your next contract. Good luck. And we're going to bring in the next kid. That's a big part of the reason that those careers are so short.
And when
it's economics.
Yeah, but when you look at the average length, though, it's still 3.3. So, I mean, but you're right. I mean, if you can get 7, 8, 9 out of a first-round pick, you've done
pretty good.
You've done well.
And he's at 7.
Yeah, so he's at the place where you talked about.
Jim Brown played 9 years. Okay? And we all thought Jim retired
way
too soon.
Short,
but
yeah.
we thought that, except for one thing. He went on and did other things. Some running backs don't last forever. Maybe some DBs don't last forever. And the way these guys are getting paid these days, you can walk away from the game and be set for life at a very young age. And I hope Denzel plays for selfish reasons. If he's concerned about his health, by golly, he should quit. And I hope that's not the case, and I hope he's healthy enough to go this year. So he's the guy I'm really watching.
Yeah, I wonder, though, when you look at Denzel, that if the guy to maybe keep your eye on is Khalif Elassi, because they like him a lot. And, you know, he could be the next guy to step up if Denzel can't play. You could use him in that spot. So I think that maybe if you're just trying to keep your eye on somebody, you know, Miles Harden's another guy they drafted. You move him from one side to another on the corner. So, we know the other guys. Like, we know what Grant Delpit's about. We know what Juan Thornhill's about. We know what MJ Emerson's about, and Greg Newsom. We know those guys, right? So if you lose one of those guys, where are you going to the next spot? Ronnie Hickman could be another guy to keep your eye on. I'm just talking about free safety then. But, you know, Hickman's another guy I think you keep your eye on. But, you know, the investment there isn't gigantic. It's not a draft pick.
Yeah.
And Ronnie Hickman with Elassi, it's not. It's a guy they picked up from Kansas City. And I kind of like that Kansas City way, you know? We saw how they won last night. We know how they've been winning. And you got Thornhill and Elassi in there. They both kind of have that little, you know, that Kansas City kick to them that I think helps out a team when you're looking for experience and guys are looking around to say, okay, what's it like to be in this kind of culture? And then turn that into a winning culture. I like that. I like guys when they pick up guys that have played in the Super Bowl. I never have a problem with that. Let's go to Ryan on 990. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you for my call, man. Hey, just want to chime in, obviously, what you alluded to, which is the Browns.
Yep, defense.
Beyond stout, I play sports and company. Just have it all together again, and just more tenacity. And again, I think the only thing that's going to stop the Browns' defense this year is themselves, hypothetically, knock on wood, no injury bug, and obviously no scenario where we feel that, you know, just play calling. You know, I think the blitzes, the schemes, everything is going to go to plan, I think, as long as just everyone stays healthy. Because, again, I this is a side note, Andy, you alluded to why they're not getting as much respect from the four-letter station, obviously. I don't get it either. If we showcase what we were capable of doing last year, which is breaking different records and just being capable of doing things on defense that you haven't seen, it's probably the 94 Browns. It's just freak of nature stuff. And we're bringing everyone back, more or less, I think the padded nature of obviously the defensive line is what's going to catapult this team to really showcasing itself. The whole Michael Hall situation plays itself out. You know, the Quentin Jefferson to the world, the Whites. These other guys, just a plethora of just added rotational guys just making this team just quick-paced and good. But, again, I just feel so darn confident. Again, I don't like the fact that we're being underrated. At the same time, I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. Hey, Rhino, we're having a little bit of trouble hearing you on this phone line, but I hear what you're saying. Hey, enjoy the game, and thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Hopefully we'll hear you during quick predicts. Thanks, Rhino. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Larry is in Cleveland. How are you feeling about the defense, Larry?
Hi, Larry.
Man, defense is going to be powerful.
Powerful.
Powerful. Man, we got to also, man, dominate on both sides, offense and defense. Deshaun, new year, new opportunity, new goals. Have your game levels all the way up. We deserve it, man. And I was Deshaun, I should go to first touchdown. I'd die myself in that dog pile. Get the gratitude, man, with the attitude because, man, this Cleveland deserves it, man. And then you, man, and most of all, you represent Cleveland. Cleveland is on the comeback on every level, high and low. But most of all, man, it's going to be, man, this game is going to be important for everybody. Most of all, get your motivation and then also get your desire. We need that desire on every level. How leaders, man, pump everybody up. And, man, I'm surprised the GM didn't go get that Tony, the kick returner from the Kansas City because he's a go-getter. He's a winner, man. Most of all, we got a team. We got a receivers that can catch the ball those
Judy,
five, man. We got
Cooper, Moore, yeah, Tillman, Thresh. Yeah. All right, Larry, you pumped up for the game? I can't tell.
Oh, you better believe it.
All right,
man.
I better believe it. Okay,
Larry's always pumped.
All right, thank you, Larry. All right, Larry's ready. Larry's already at the stadium right now.
By the way, Kadarius Toney's still a free agent. Visited with Seattle.
I saw Larry. He's walking. He's like camped out in front of one of the gates. He's ready to go.
I like Kadarius Toney, even though he's had trouble with catching the football.
Is that a problem?
It might be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm just looking forward to this game. I'm just telling you, the hours can't pass fast enough to get to this game because I'm just ready. I do think it's an important game for the team. Like I know it's not a must win because it's week one. And by the way, the Ravens made it last night, so it's not a must win, right? The worst case scenario, if you don't win, you're tied with the Ravens. So if you want to look at it from that big kind of perspective.
Somebody's going to win in the division. It might as well be the Browns.
That's
right. Let's go.
It's about time. It's about time.
Seriously, last night, as soon as Isaiah Likely was ruled out of bounds, I thought, okay, Browns are up.
Man, did he have a good game. Whew.
Yeah, he looked good. You know, Mark Andrews was in that serious car accident.
Right.
And I wonder if it's affecting him at all. He played, but you know, I wonder if Likely was featured more because Andrews is bothered by some stuff.
That could be the future.
Thank God he's okay.
Yeah. Andrews is always one of those guys you're like, I have a feeling that guy could burn us this week. But now
Andrews
I feel like it's
Andrews
likely
is that
now.
Great big burly tight end who's he's really good.
You think Ozzie has anything to do with what's going on there still? Because he still does.
Likely I was listening Likely to looks more like a wide receiver, doesn't he? Looks like a bigger wide receiver.
Yeah, he's right on the edge, right? He's right on the edge. Stefan is in Eastlake. Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's a good word?
Good, good. You guys talk about the Cleveland defense. I think we're going to be a top three defense. No team can mess with the Cleveland Browns. If we don't make the playoffs or anything, I think we're going to be trading a lot of people away. And if we do make the playoffs, I think the stadium and I think it's where's that stadium going? In Brook Park.
Brook
I think
Park. Yeah, that's what we're hearing. That seems to be an option.
You want it in Eastlake?
Yeah, you want it in Eastlake? Yeah.
Got, right got any field. Land?
Yeah, the land, yeah.
All right, Stefan, thank you. Appreciate it.
Dano.
Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN, free agent center Tristan Thompson finalizing a one-year deal to return to the Cleveland Cavaliers, sources tell ESPN.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. Tristan Thompson heading on back.
All right.
I like Tristan. He's a good guy.
Fan favorite. Fan favorite. 216-474-0092. 216.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.